hard to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go hard and just dig deep inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive, just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's going on, everybody? This is Kyle Hunter. I'd like to welcome you back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, where we talk about motivation, inspiration, dedication, and just taking things to the next level in your life. And as always, this is high-level conversation, as we always say. And today's episode, we're going to talk about something that's very dear to me, actually. And that's DMX. I know that a lot of people pretty much are aware that DMX passed away. And it's just a couple of things that we're going to talk about on this episode. We're going to talk about X. We're going to talk about his impact. We're going to talk about just him as an overall musician and person. And we also going to get into some politics too, that I feel I would be remiss if I didn't state. So for starters, I could really just say DMX was a dynamic musician. I remember first hearing DMX like being featured on different projects and stuff like that. And he was always like just super aggressive, but with emotion and conviction. And for me growing up, I was a big Tupac fan. I love Tupac because he spoke with such compassion and intensity, and you felt it in his voice. Like, you knew whatever Pac said, like he felt it. And once Pac had passed, for me personally, it was kind of like a void there. Like, I heard a lot of rappers, but I didn't feel them. Like, I didn't feel their conviction. I didn't feel their energy, their passion. And when I heard DMX, I felt that. Like, I felt it. I felt it in his words. I felt it. It's like every time he spoke, for me personally, I was like, that brother's got a testimony, for lack of better words. Like, he clearly went through some adversity, some negativity, and he was able to rise above that in some regards, and in other ways, not so much. But the first time I remember hearing "It's Dark and Hell is Hot," I was blown away. I was like, wow, this guy, he's got it. Like, he's got it. Like, his wordplay, his intonation, his connotation. If people out there listening are not familiar with intonation, connotation, that's how you fluctuate your voice. That's how you put conviction behind your words so people feel that you are passionate and you are just genuine in regards to what you're saying. And he had it. DMX had it, man. Like, "It's Dark and Hell is Hot," when that record dropped, man, it set the streets on fire. Set the streets on fire, because people got to remember too, at that time, like, you had a duality. So you had a lot of rappers with the flossy rap. They talking about their cars, their jewelry, a whole bunch of different things that the average person just couldn't relate to. Like, if you were a regular 9-to-5 worker, I mean, that's cool, you got a Bentley, but people out here is pushing Hondas. You know what I'm saying? And no disrespect to the Hondas. Don't take that the wrong way. But it's facts. Like, people couldn't relate to that flossy, glamorized rap. So, I mean, some people did, some people didn't. But DMX was that grit. He was that rawness. He was that realness. He was that struggle. And I think a lot of people, especially myself, like, we related to it, to be able to identify with someone that you didn't feel it. You knew genuinely that he came from nothing. He came from circumstances like us in his neighborhood, where it was rough, trying to make it, and he was successful. And for a lot of people, that gave hope too. It's like when you see, it's like somebody growing up in your neighborhood, and you know, if you see a ball player, you see a musician, and you grow up with them, you go to the same elementary school, same junior high school, same high school, and then you see them make it to the league, that gives hope. And I don't think that I'm overstepping in any way when I say DMX gave a lot of people from the hood hope that he made it. And if, given all the adversity that he faced and all the challenges and all the negativity, if he can make it, then it made you feel, I could do this too, man. You know, and circling back to "It's Dark and Hell is Hot," I remember going down to Charleston, South Carolina, because I got a lot of family down south. So I went down there for a summer. And, you know, Southern people, they talk with an accent. So everybody had the accent. You know, they like, come on, y'all, go on, get in the car. You know what I'm saying? Go on, get in the car. Come on now. So we got in this this minivan. And I'll never forget. So my cousin, she puts in the CD. And to my surprise, it was DMX, It's Dark As Hell Is Hot. And I never thought in a million years that she would be playing that CD. But I felt it. Like, I felt the energy. I felt the conviction. And they were turned up to it. They loved it. They loved it. Like, every single word, like, they felt it. And I was like, wow, this guy's impact is, he's everywhere. He's everywhere. Like, literally, he is everywhere. Like, you cannot help but feel this dude, feel his music, feel his conviction, feel his energy, feel his pain. Like, it was amazing. And they were singing word for word with the country accent, like, get at me, dog. Like, I was like, wow, man, wow. This is bugged out. And, you know, from that point, I just followed his trajectory. Like, he was dynamic. Like, he was truly, truly amazing. And one of those musicians that I really appreciated. And I just love this content. I love this content, man. You know, something that really pissed me off was, I believe it was a Daily News paper that came out. And if any of you aren't familiar with that, so the Daily News, they released this cover, and it had on it Prince Philip, the Duke, and it had DMX. So the Prince was on the left side, DMX was on the right side. And on the left side, it says, the beloved royal is gone at age 99, the Prince. And then on the right, it had DMX, the rapper, brilliant but troubled musician, dies. And first of all, because I'm going to be very direct with what I'm saying right now, that was in such poor taste to try to highlight or illustrate a disparity between the two. Granted, they two men with two different walks of life completely, but keeping it 100 in total transparency, who isn't troubled? That's the question that I want the Daily News to answer. Who isn't troubled? Who hasn't had some type of adversity, some type of problem that has presented trouble? And therefore, hence the term troubled. You now become troubled. You have problems. And granted, DMX had his demons, but who doesn't? And who is to say that one is better than the other? Just because someone's quote unquote troubles are more so on Front Street than most other people, doesn't mean that those troubles are nonetheless problematic. So my problem is like, there's always this disparity when it comes to how the news presents certain people. And it's blatant and it's disrespectful. The reality is that DMX was a dynamic entertainer. He was a dynamic musician, actor. I mean, he wore so many different hats. So to sit up here and try to just minimize his success and minimize his life down to the word troubled is troubling for me, because it's someone that appreciated his music, appreciated what he brought to just hip hop in general. He was a breath of fresh air. He was definitely a breath of fresh air. He was needed. You know, I tell people all the time, balance is important. I don't ever go out here and start dissing mumble rappers and all that. Like, to me personally, to each his own. Whatever you do don't got nothing to do with me. I feel at the end of the day, as long as you're a good person, providing for your family, as a man, you're doing the two P's, you're providing, you're protecting, do your thing. Respect. Just stay in your lane. I think, circling back, DMX gave balance, though. It's like, you know, even though you had the glossy rap, you could have mumble rap, but then you had someone who was more like a poet. He was very poetic, very lyrical, and he had a God component to his music that you felt. You truly felt the God component to his music. And you knew that he was going through some things, that he was a tormented soul, that there was a lot of demons that he had that he would wrestle with. But that didn't make him less of a man. That didn't make him less of a musician. And the Daily News, you clearly played yourself. Clearly. So we got to stop picking and choosing these narratives and playing politics. You know, I almost got the vibe from that as if to say, well, because the prince was the prince and you know, there's a lot of money on that side of town, that they wanted to be very political and very politically correct how they worded what they said about him. And then when you look at DMX, oh, he's just a black rapper. It doesn't matter. Another black rapper is dead. Hey, we're going to say what we want anyway. Trash. Your paper's trash for that. And whoever wrote that needs to be held accountable to. But these are the little nuances that we constantly have to deal with and face in all the disparities. So that was disappointing. Very disappointing. But like I said, DMX, awesome musician. He sold out concerts, sold out shows. I remember Hard Knock Life Tour. One of my good friends, JD, JD had told me about this. He was like, you know, at the end of his sets, DMX would always like to do a prayer. And that was compelling because it's like, who goes to a hip hop show and like does a prayer, right? It's like, yo, you hearing lyrics, bars, beats, banging. That's what it is. So at the end of the day, it's like to hear that a hip hop musician had that much of a spiritual compass that he wanted to pray. And not only, you know, pray for himself, he wanted to pray for everybody at those shows. And there would be some people that were booing, you know, they didn't want to hear that out of ignorance or whatever it is, but he would still do the prayers anyway. But that's just the type of person he was. And that ties back into that whole Tupac vibe that I got from him. Like Tupac had a spiritual side to him too. He would talk about God a lot. He would talk about faith. He would talk about his demons, feeling like, you know, death is lurking around the corner. Like these guys would talk about these things. And I think that that's what made them dynamic poets, what made them dynamic musicians. Like they just weren't a one-trick pony. So definitely big shout out to DMX. Prayers to his family. And in all things, I think, and this goes out to the Daily News, we need to exercise good taste and we need to show a little more respect when people pass. It's like when you're dealing with entertainers, everybody feels like their life is an open book. Everybody feels they're entitled to just everything about these people. And I get it. They're on TV, they're on the radio. It's always in your face. So you're into their personal life, you're into their substance abuse, you're into their relationships. However, still need to be a little more respectful. Doesn't give you the right to be disrespectful with your words. Choose your words wisely, because at the end of the day, that was somebody's father. He's got kids out there. They got to read that. They got to hold that. They got to eat that. So mind your words better. And like I said, rest in peace to DMX. I'm going to blast some DMX today. Probably play as Dark and Hell is Hot. And much love to his family. And once again, thank y'all for listening to this episode of the pod. I appreciate y'all. If y'all, a lot of you guys subscribing, and, you know, I just see the reviews are all positive. So definitely. You continue to rock with us. Please tell a friend to tell a friend and continue on that path of success. Peace. So much that it seems wrong. Never gonna lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid in the jeans on. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing, not giving up, that's how I give it up. That's how I give it up.